Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back with our episode 4 predictions and power rankings for Survivor Season 43. Last week, NECA went home from the Vessi tribe, and now we are down to, is it 15? Yeah, 15 people remaining in the game. Blue still has not gone to tribal. Vessi's down to 4, and Yellow is on a 2-challenge winning streak, so that's good for them. Last week, NECA went home. Alexa wasn't here to discuss. It was me and McKenna. So, Alexa, give us your quick overview of what you thought of NECA going home, what you thought about Carla getting the bracelets and how she did all that, and anything else that can come to your mind.
Yeah, I was a big fan of this episode. And for a vote out that was extremely cut and dry, there was still a lot to it. I felt like, you know, for a third boot, I feel like we got to know NECA a decent amount. And we also completely understood why she went home. I feel like she just would have been great on Survivor early on in the show. But I think we got a lot of good moments with her. I violently rolled my eyes when Jesse said she reminded her of his mom. And I hope if he's listening, he doesn't take that in a bad way. I more am just like of the, like the Survivor mindset right now, where it was like that could have been more time spent with NECA, but I think that is a good sign for Jesse probably going pretty far. Noelle had such an awesome breakout episode. That challenge was so, so cool watching her swim and jump and perform all with one leg. I was loving all the memes of her just like dropping her leg there and like possibly never getting it back.
I was wondering when they were like, now you have to go hike. It's like we cut to and she still got just the one leg because they didn't want to take her.
You
got to
hop up that whole thing.
Yeah, good luck.
But she had like a really cool perspective on it too. And I'm sure like because she had gone through that experience so much earlier in her life, she's had a lot of time to work through it. But she had an awesome breakout episode. She's in an unbelievable position right now. And it's more Jesse and Cody who are on the outs now, and they kind of don't even know that. Carla did one of the best jobs I've ever seen. If Carla wins, then like you're going to point to this episode. It was such a good example. It was cool to see the dichotomy of how she did it and how Cody did it and how they both tied into their personalities really well. I think Carla changing up her tactic based on who she was talking to was really good. I also like that she didn't take the beware advantage at first, took a beat, and then went back. That is like the kind of thinking that people don't do on Survivor. And I also just overall find it hilarious how much I get it, but I think it's so funny that like you're begging for beads and people are like, I don't know, man, I can't give that up. Like, it's such a big thing. And then the Yellow Tribe is like, they're that hot mess that keeps winning and they totally need to go to tribal council, but they're just not. Ellie had a real tough episode. I think we saw that this was like going to come. It's who are those people from Koh Rong? Liz and Peter. I'm getting kind of energy from her.
Look at you with the comparison out of nowhere.
I know. How about that? Well, I'm not comparing anything to like
Obama
pre-season eight. You know, that's your job. Overall, huge fan of the episode. And I'm really excited.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with everything you said. You just left out one thing, and that's King Gabler.
King.
You were
perfectly fine, Gabler.
You were giving me a little bit of a hard time putting him at number one, even though we knew with the idol. But there was all this conversation pre-episode. Is he going to quit? Is he going to do this? Is he going to do that? Then it was just like, no, Gabler's like there to play. Like, and I think that's just something, and this isn't a knock at you. This is more of like a knock at just a conversation going around the community before that episode. But it was like everybody had just written this guy off. Oh, he's tired. And he's like 50 something years old. He's tired. Leave him
let
alone.
Him be tired.
Like, let him be tired. But he's clearly there to play. It seems like Ellie's in a little bit of trouble over there, but I don't think Owen's going to side. But we know that Gabler knows his idol is good. And if Gabler knows his idol is good, that's a good thing for him.
Absolutely.
And I think that that's going to work in his favor for at least a little bit of time. I loved Owen's approach. I thought that was really good. Mm. I hated Ellie's approach. I thought that was really bad, but that doesn't mean I'm necessarily writing Ellie off quite just yet. However, yeah, Gabler, he's the man. You know, he's got the, I was saying beforehand that I was going to mention 500 Days of Summer. It's that scene where it's expectations versus reality, you know, and, like, expectations are so good and the reality is like, whatever. That's kind of how this feels. And like the expectations were really high for Gabler and then they got really low for Gabler. And honestly, the reality has just been like a very average, normal survivor player. Like that's all it's been. It hasn't been high. Like that's low. He's just a guy.
Humanity in a nutshell. It's like, right? We finally overhype something. It's fine.
We also have this thing. Like we see Idaho, Wyoming, like,
and we're like, what is it?
And he's got a beard and like a cool hat. And everybody's like, oh my God, this guy is going to be crazy. And it's like, well, right, he's just going to be like a human being who lives in Idaho or Wyoming. Like, I don't know.
Because we have never been to Idaho or Wyoming doesn't mean that they're like wild aliens over there.
I've been to both. They are wild aliens over there. But
I have been to Idaho, but yeah, I felt like I had to act like I hadn't.
Yeah, you've definitely been up in the mountains over there. I don't know what part of Idaho he's from. You know, I hope he's from like Boise or Twin Falls or something.
Well, I remember looking it up. He's from the fastest growing town in America or something wild like that. I guess not a town. I guess that would make it
Meridian.
A city.
Where is Meridian?
I looked it up and I was like, this place looks pretty cool.
Let's see if I've been to Meridian, Idaho before we get into this.
You have.
This is more important, right?
Yeah, I know. Hope everyone's
excited. Well, I have driven. Yeah, I've driven through Meridian, Idaho because it's right next to Boise. Yeah, I've driven through it because I did that whole wonderful drive at like 10 p.m. one time from Hood River, Oregon, all the way to Twin Falls, Idaho. That was something. So
yeah, I'm sure that was awesome.
Yeah, especially at night when there's nothing to look at. Probably should have done that during the day. But anyway, so Mike Gabler is my number one. I'm just going to start off my power rankings the right way, the way it was intended to be done. And I'm going to put Gabler right there. I mean, Gabler, he still has his idol. And we know that he knows his idol is real. And here's the problem right now. Owen could make him very comfortable and Owen could say, no, you don't have to play it. Like, we're going to vote out Ellie or we're going to vote out Janine. But I don't think Gabler is going to bite on it as hard as some people would think, especially since this is the last time he can use it. If he could use it in the future, then I'd be a little bit more worried about that. But I think Gabler is just going to play it anyway, kind of like as an FU to Ellie at this point. Just to be like, ha, I knew I could do this and you didn't even realize it. You think that I'm going to start making fake idols. So I think he's 100% safe this week. I think that the person who would be in danger if Yellow goes, or there's two people who are in danger. I don't think it's going to be Ellie. I think it would be Janine, or I think it would be Sammy. And I think, honestly, Owen would probably side with the girls, but we'll see how that ends up going. But either way, I got Gabler at number one because he's got an idol that he has to use the next time he goes to Tribal. And he's been my number one. He's turning into my Michelle Fitzgerald. I have him at number one every single week, and I love doing it. It's pissing people off, and it's great.
I think that's unbelievable because Michelle Fitzgerald is on his tribe, but he is Michelle Fitzgerald.
He is.
My Gabler's my number two, just to spite you. I have Carla at number one, Gabler at number two. I have a very unexciting like top five. And pretty much the reason I have that is because I think Carla's tribe is just less likely to go to tribal council than the yellow tribe. Otherwise, I think both of them are completely safe and completely fine. They both are very aware of their idols. They're the only people who have idols. And yeah, like Gabler's is on a time, and I don't know if Carla's is. I guess it is, but she didn't say it, or did I miss that?
I think Carla's is also
because it's. Oh, I guess they're different idols.
Are they?
Yeah, because he got his from the island, and she got hers from. she actually might not have an expiration date because Cody's doesn't either. Whatever. She's not going to tribal council. If Gabler goes to tribal council, it's his only opportunity to play it. He is also at a massive advantage because no one else seems to know that he knows that it works, which is so mind-blowing. And on Carla's side, Carla's already in the like some form of swing vote position on her tribe. So both of them are already in decent positions and have really good protection. So they're an easy one and two.
Yeah, she's my number two. I mean, it's easy. I don't think hers has an expiration date. I think she's totally good. I think her and Noelle both have advantages right now that that can be used at any time throughout the course of history. So I think they're good. I'm trying to see. Yeah, I think that's it. So Carla, I mean, I thought Carla had a really good episode last week. That blue tribe, I feel like their time is coming. I just don't know if Red's going to keep losing. I can't wrap my mind around what's going to happen with Red. But yeah, I have Carla at one because she's obviously in the best position on her tribe because she has the advantage because of all that fun stuff. I think she's just golden. So and she's been playing really good. She's been playing really good Survivor. You know, it's always fun to like go too early with all this stuff, but like if they were to do like a returning player season, Carla's an early favorite to be somebody that would be coming back. Like she is definitely an early favorite. She's been eating up a lot of screen time. She's been doing a lot though. And we see her being very analytical, which is always a good thing because we don't always see that. And, you know, I kind of do get a little bit of like Suri vibes from her where like when she didn't pull the thing and then went back, had the conversation, went back and pulled it, kind of was like Suri in her first season where it was like the fear and nervousness and not sure. And then finally just saying, screw it, I'm here to play and I'm going to take over. And it feels like Carla can really take over on that tribe when she wants to.
Yeah, she's a really refreshing approach because we always say like, self-awareness isn't necessarily good TV, and like making the smart, correct move also is not always good TV. But she is so level-headed at this point that you don't see that. Like, I don't think there's many people who would walk away from a Beware advantage. And James, who's actually my number three, even said that. He's like, and he's somebody who I think is a pretty smart player. And he's just like, I don't know, I'm here. Why would I not take it? Which is a totally fair opinion. This is probably wildly high to have somebody who we only have had probably like six confessionals from, but I think he's somebody that we see Carla being close to. He's allegedly wrapped in with these three other girls. And I don't think that tribe's in any trouble. And if that tribe is going to be in trouble, I don't think James has necessarily been built up as a developed enough character or like problematic enough to get rid of.
Yeah, it's interesting. I talked about the confessionals on the last episode. Carla has 14 on that tribe. The rest of the tribe, Cassidy and Gio both have 4. Lindsay has 5. Ryan has 6.
That's like Erica vibes right there.
Yeah, the only other person on this season with single digit confessionals?
Janine.
Everybody else has double digits. So it's the whole blue tribe and Janine, with the exception of Carla, obviously. And granted, they haven't lost, so maybe it's just going to take time for their story to get going. If there's one thing I did appreciate Survivor did, is it's the three people who didn't get confessionals in episode 2 all got confessionals in episode 3. Carla is still obviously eating up most of the screen time there, but I thought that was at least a good thing. So that we did get a Cassidy confessional after I put her at number 5 in my power rankings to throw her a bone. The Survivor editors were like, all right, fine, you can have it. My number three, though, is Owen. I think Owen, I ultimately think that if you're actually looking at who can win this season, like who is the favorite to win this season, I think it's Owen because I don't see Owen going in the pre-merge. He's on a tribe that actually does have quite a few numbers. And we see this every time. But the blue tribe, the last tribe to lose, very rarely ever sticks together. They always start to fall apart at some point. There's always a shiny object that's just easier to get, like, to go and play with. And I feel like that's what's happening with this blue tribe. So I think Owen is probably the favorite to win it. I'm just not going to put him at number one right now because he doesn't have any advantages. But his advantage is he's playing the middle of Gabler and Ellie to perfection, to absolute perfection. I think he'll ultimately go with the girls because you go with the girls and then you have Gabler who has no agency in the game, as opposed to if you go with Gabler and Sammy, whoever you leave from the girls are going to hate you. So I think that he'll probably go with the girls, but whichever decision he makes is going to be a good decision for Owen. And of course, he's on Vaughn's fantasy team. So I think Vaughn's going to do great, which, by the way, I just want to mention the fantasy team real quick. Robert has lost two of the first three people. So he has not gotten any better. His strategy did not give him an advantage. Robert still is bad at fantasy games.
It's just not his game, just not his thing.
But we love having him on because it makes me and Alexa feel good.
Absolutely. Before I give my number four, does Dwight know about Noelle's extrovert?
Yes. Yes, he does. He knows. So she told him he was, that was why she was going to be able to survive, even if she had to play it, because she was going to have her and Dwight's votes. She was going to steal Jesse's, and it was going to be a 3-2 vote with Dwight's vote.
Got it. Okay. In that case, Noelle is going to be in my number four still, which is probably a little high for somebody who is on a four-person tribe that continues to lose. However, my thought is she has, I think, like, she totally made herself safe, even though she was on the bottom. I think, like, her challenge performance alone was enough to keep her. At least that's what, like, Cody seemed to say when they were discussing who to vote out. And now she has Dwight on her side. So she and Dwight very easily could just take either Cody or Jesse's vote and get rid of one of them. If, for whatever reason, Dwight goes over to Jesse and says, I know that Noelle has an extra vote, she can still steal one of the votes and force a tie. And though I guess that could get her in trouble, but it depends if she gets votes or not. I think Cody and Jesse and Dwight are probably going to implode before they think to go for her again. I think Dwight's mad at Jesse. I think Cody and Jesse probably need to break up. She's probably very fine. And I think this week was all about self-sufficiency. I don't imagine she's going to go and try to, like, deeply get involved with the three of them. Let them fight it out and she'll be fine for another week.
Yeah, this is my I always say, but it's my cluster cuss tribe, you know.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic Mr. Fox cluster cuss. Because I'll talk about it when I actually start ranking those people. I don't have any of them in my top 10 because every single one of them can go this week for a variety of reasons, and we'll talk about that when I get there. But I agree with you. I think Noelle should be in the best position. I think she probably is in the best position, but man,
that tribe's a mess.
I just don't see it. And by top 10, I mean really like top 9. I forget that we have 15 people left now. So they're not all in my bottom four. But anyway, so next up, I have Lindsay at number four. I don't see Lindsay being the boot if they lose. I think Carla would probably go after maybe Cassidy. I'm not really buying it, but maybe Gio, maybe Ryan, but I don't see her going after Lindsay. James is a weird one for me, right? Because this last episode was all about James's birthday, but James didn't say anything. Like we heard from James for like 3 seconds about it. And we heard from Cassidy being like, we're building a community. And it was like, okay. Like I said, she's Gabe Cade. Like she's Gabe Cade reincarnated and put on season 43 instead of season 4. Like it's just like, that's what she's doing. She's so excited to be a part of the experience, and that's fine. But that's all we're hearing from her. I think that's why we're not hearing much from her, because a lot of what her confessionals aren't interesting to what Survivor is trying to put on TV nowadays. James, I'm just surprised we only got one confessional from him, considering it was his birthday. So I'm going to put Lindsay here at number four, and then I'll put James at number five, just a little bit lower on James. But I think Lindsay's in a good spot, and I think her and Carla are probably getting along better than what we're actually seeing.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. I have Cassidy at number five for kind of a similar reason. I genuinely do not know who would go home if the blue tribe went to tribal council. And like the one thing we heard from Cassidy this week was like, we're all good. And I don't imagine that's the person they're going to be like, we have to get rid of. So I'm trying to interpret something that's not there. So Cassidy and Lindsay are at the moment are pretty interchangeable for me in terms of like safety on that tribe.
Yeah. Now, here's one question I have. Do you think that this, like, raid, it looks like we're going old school raid, Kathy Vavrick O'Brien sprinting around, grabbing shit from people, and then saying sorry as she's smiling as you leave. Do you think that this raid will actually impact anything, like, game-wise? You know how Survivor can't just ever, like, make it about, like, oh, you stole a machete. It has to be, like, you stole a person or you gave somebody an advantage. You saw it in China where it was, like, I'm giving you a clue. And they did that with Jamie and PG and all that. Do you think that we're going to get something like that could impact the game where if Blue were to be the tribe that gets raided or does the raiding, there's something that goes down there that could put somebody at risk that wasn't necessarily at risk? Because that would be James, Lindsay, and Cassidy. And based on the edits they've gotten so far, it wouldn't be that shocking to see one of them get screwed this early.
Yeah. I have to imagine that there's going to be something, if for no other reason, that there's currently nothing to take from each other.
Yeah.
Like, there, I guess Blue has, like, that toolkit and they have fishing gear. So, but if they win, I don't know what they would possibly take from the other tribes. So there's got to be a, like, give a person a clue or give a person a something. And that also, because there's no swaps, that would promote, like, cross-tribal alliances. So maybe, like, maybe somebody gives someone on the Blue tribe a clue to something, and then Carla wants to get rid of them because Carla wants nobody to know that she has anything. That very well could be it. I'm super excited for the raid because they're probably going to have to get a little creative for it. It feels super old school. I'm really into it.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see what's going to end up happening with that for sure. All right, so you had Cassidy at 5. I'm going to put Cassidy at 6. I'm putting Cassidy at 6. So, you know, kind of knocking out those four and assuming Gio and Ryan are actually on the outs. I think one of Gio or Ryan is going to survive the pre-merge and go very far in the game. And I think the other is going to be an early boot. But Ryan was such a beast in that immunity challenge that I think if you lose this week, you're not going to vote him out yet because you still have a couple weeks left before the merge, or at least what you assume the merge will be. If you lose next week, then you might be looking to vote out Ryan before Gio because Ryan's going to be a serious problem by the time they actually get to tribal, get to the individual portion of the game. So, but for now, I'm going to put Cassidy here at number 6 because I don't know, because Cassidy's building a society.
She is. And honestly, I love that for her.
Yeah.
I'll do 6 and 7 because you just talked about Ryan. I have Owen at 6, Ryan at 7. Owen, which is, that's probably like pretty low for Owen, but with these kind of predictions, I think everyone's safe until like number 11. Owen is playing the middle so perfectly. I agree with you. I think he would go with the girls, but I also could see, I don't think he would vote out Ellie. I think he and Ellie would play really, really well together. He probably is thinking that she needs a quick like humbling, as most players do. So I could see him working with the guys to vote out Janine or working with the girls to get rid of Sammy, more realistically, not to like fully telegraph my next few people.
Yeah.
I think it's easier to go with the guys because that's going to be a way easier blind side, but he probably has more in common with the playing style of the girls. So he's in a totally good spot. He was there for Gabler, like lying to Ellie, but he was also there for Janine looking through his bag, and nobody seems to have an opinion.
Nobody's
on that,
saying
which is
anything
really
about
impressive.
It. Yeah, that's huge. Like, that is a huge thing when nobody is saying anything about the fact that you were also a part of that. I actually have Ellie as my number 7. So there's your fun fact for the day. Ellie is safe. I think Ellie's episode in episode 1 was huge. Her episode 2 was okay. Her episode 3 was really bad, but I agree with you. I think it's more of like a humbling. I think maybe Ellie doesn't go on to win, but I think Ellie's going to be fine. Look at what happened with Adam back in 33 when we, like, from the Michelle win on, we started to see a really big change in winners edits. And look at Adam in season 33 with the Taylor situation. Like, he looked so bad in that. Everybody is writing him off. This guy's an idiot. What is he doing? And then he goes on to win the game. It doesn't matter. And I think Ellie, like, this looks bad for her. But nobody except for the audience, which could be the most important part of this because they're not going to want to make their winner look like a fool. But nobody except the audience and her tribe know this. So if her tribe, like, this doesn't matter for the jury and for getting votes at the end. So there's plenty of time to rebound. I think Owen really likes Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
I think Owen will do whatever he can to say, no, no, no. And I just broke up. But he's going to say whatever he can to vote out Janine or to vote out Sammy. I totally agree with you. I don't see it being Ellie. I think Gabler will push for Ellie, and not to telegraph my picks here, but I think Gabler is going to push for Ellie. Owen is then going to push against that. And that's why ultimately Owen's going to decide to side with the women over the guys.
Yeah, I can see that totally.
All right. Who's because
if I'm Gabler, Ellie's got to go.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But if I'm Owen, I don't want Gabler to get what he wants. Doesn't work for me. Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
100%.
So, who's your eight?
My eight is Lindsay. I guess that's kind of the halfway point. I don't think she's going home. I don't think she's extremely safe. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I totally you agree. Know? I mean, Lindsay is what Lindsay is because we don't know what Lindsay is.
Wow, that's... I could cry.
Facts. I'm a poet.
All right. Hit me with your eight.
My number eight. So now I'm finally going to go to the red tribe, and I'm actually going to, this is the hardest tribe, and here's why. And I kind of explained this, but now I've had time to think about it. Noelle has a steal a vote. So a steal a vote is so much better than an extra vote because you're preventing somebody else from voting. The only problem with a steal a vote, unlike an extra vote, is if you have an extra vote, you go up and do it in secret. If you have a steal a vote, you have to do it beforehand because you're stealing the person's vote and they don't get to go up and vote. Now you go up and vote twice. So if Ellie, or no, I'm sorry, if Noelle walks up there and says, okay, I want to steal Cody's vote. Well, Cody now knows that Noelle is going to vote for either him or Jesse, that Dwight is probably going to vote for the other, and that Jesse has to vote for one of them, but that, you know, ultimately Cody has no vote. So if I'm Cody, I'm playing my idol, and now I'm safe. Like, I have to play my idol. I have no choice. I have to play my idol. Does he vote out Dwight, or does he vote out Noelle, or do Noelle and Dwight pull a fast one and vote out Jesse?
Yeah.
And steal the vote from the person that they're not actually intending to vote out? There's so much that can happen.
There's a lot. It'll be a great tribal council.
Every one of them is in serious, 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 serious danger. So, being the fraud that I am, I'm going to go based on the edit, and I'm going to put Jesse as my safest player here because Jesse has had the best edit out of everybody over there, and Jesse has been our narrator, and Jesse is getting a lot of personal content. We heard about Jesse's mom. We've heard about Jesse's background. We've heard about Jesse's everything. Jesse. We have a girl on that tribe who has one leg, and Jesse's backstory has eaten up way more screen time than hers. Now, she had a lot last week. She really did. But that was like her shining moment episode. Jesse's got more content than her. Jesse's got more emotional content than her. I'm putting Jesse at number eight. Rob, in all his infinite wisdom, because he is smart, he brought up a point on his podcast this week.
You listened?
Maybe. Maybe
I'm blown
not.
Away.
I probably heard it from one of our patrons. Mm. He brought up a point on his podcast. So if I'm incorrect, blame the patrons. Don't blame me. Also become a patron, patreon.com/survivor specialist. And you can get blamed on this podcast. But he asked, when they go to that island on their little hike or whatever, do you think the advantage changes based on how many people risk their vote? Or do you think that we just happen to have two different numbers of people risk their vote in these first 2 weeks? And it ended up being two different advantages because Survivor had planned for two different advantages. Because in week one, it was a temporary idol when two people risked their vote. This week, one person risked their vote and they just get a steal a vote, which is less powerful than a temporary idol. Do you think if all three people risked their vote, it would be a full idol? Or do you think that Survivor has already planned these advantages ahead of time and the number of people who actually choose this don't matter?
I bet they definitely switch them up because you can't have like six people with idols on a season that has 15 people right now. Yeah. I don't know. Like, the conspiracy theorist in me is like, okay, Noelle's in trouble, but we can't save her too much. Mm. So let's give her a steal of it. But I can see them varying it like the longer that the game goes on. Because honestly, when Gabler got that in the premiere, I was like, whoa, that's a lot to get really early on. So I would prefer it if that's the case, if they do have a different one based on the amount of people who risk rather than oh, well, Noelle's in trouble, so let's give her this.
Yeah.
I could totally see that, though, because we might – I know we don't have any more amulets, but they're – I don't want to say that there could be nullifiers, but they're probably going to give something else as, like, the third one.
Yeah.
And I feel like extra votes are so uninteresting now. They're not going to give another idol because there's four idols floating around. I don't really know what else they would do.
I guess my biggest – my biggest thing with this is I don't know if we're ever going to see three people risk their vote. I don't think it's going to happen. Not when they're having.
Yeah, because people talk about it now.
It's too open now. To have the open discussion, you're not going to have everybody go risk, risk, risk. Like, they're just not going to do it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, who's your number nine?
My number nine. I don't know.
Me either.
I'm going to put.
I hate my bottom seven. I don't hate them, you know. I hate that.
No, he personally dislikes all of them.
I just hate their faces.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to put Jesse at number nine, but I'm like not happy about it because it is kind of an edit thing. It probably should be Cody, but Jesse has won over Cody because Jesse could, someone put it in the comments here, Jesse could go walk over to Dwight Noel and say Cody has an idol. So we need to be sneaky there. He is playing well, I think. It's one of those things where if you just go to tribal council so many times, there's just less and less avenues for you. But Dwight is out on Jesse, but otherwise I think, and then Noelle like a little bit is too, but it's not like a public enemy number one thing. I think it's one of those situations where if they have to work with him, they will.
Yeah. So it's interesting by Colin over here. Thank you.
LOL.
If only you knew the irony. it's interesting here with this, because if Dwight thinks he's really close with Jesse, even though they've kind of had their like little, but clearly they all voted together to get rid of NECA this week. If Dwight and Jesse can pair up and Dwight can like stress like, hey, Noelle has a steal a vote, she's gonna use it. But if Jesse's like, well, Cody has an idol, I don't want to be the one who gets a straight bullet because Cody plays his idol, now Noelle and Dwight vote me out of the game. He might say, okay, well, don't play the steal a vote. We'll use it later, and let's just vote Cody out when Cody doesn't see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
I think that actually could be the scenario that takes place on this tribe this week. Because Dwight and Jesse, it doesn't seem like their line of communication is totally gone. So we'll see. But I'm going to put Dwight at number nine because, you know, Dwight's on his comeback tour, so I got him at number nine.
Yeah, Dwight's had a good bounce back. I'm going to put Cody at number 10 for me just because he does have an idol and he is a lot smarter than I think we and a lot of players give him credit for. And I don't know how quickly he and Jesse would blow up. Like, we're talking about it because there aren't a lot of avenues left, but at the same time, they've made it this far together. They very well continue that. Could continue that. Cody is probably the best challenge performer of those four people. Mm-hmm. And I know that's getting less and less necessary, but for them, it probably is still very necessary because they haven't had fire or food or anything for like a week now.
Agreed. I am going to put Janine at number 10. So kind of revealing my hand here that I think Sammy is the one who gets toast. He becomes toast if they lose. I think that Owen's just going to go with the girls. I really do. I think he's playing both sides. I think he's doing it really well. I think Gabler will ultimately survive this. But then you have to think, too, if you vote out Sammy at the next tribal council, Gabler no longer has an idol. And you have a 3-1 advantage over him, and he's easy boot. And you know that when you hit a merge or something, Gabler's not really going to mess up your game that much. Like, Gabler isn't – you're not in a situation like South Pacific where Cochran can just flip and all of a sudden your whole game is over. Like, that's just not where we're at in these three tribe seasons of Survivor. Gabler has no agency. You just vote out Sammy and that's it. And I think Sammy's had a pretty good edit, but I just think Sammy's in a bad spot because of where Owen's actually at.
Yeah. I'm not going to go too far yet, but I think I have criminally underrated Sammy. And I think a lot of other people have. I think now his position's just kind of tough. My number 11, I'm going to go with Ellie. I think she is totally safe, but at the same time, she is getting built up to have a pretty epic downfall. So I do want to put her there for now because we are trying to telegraph what Owen's going to do. And it is likely that he would go with Ellie, but she's still like very much wrapped up in herself thinking that Gabler doesn't know the rules of his own idol.
Yeah, I agree. For my 11, I'm going to put Ryan. Because like I said, I think if Blue goes this week, they don't vote Ryan off. If they go next week, I think they vote Ryan off. But this week, I think they would stick and go with Geo and try to keep the tribe strong and try to keep an advantage over yellow and over red. So it's really all I have on Ryan. Ryan had a really quiet episode last week, except for dominating in a challenge. So like, good for him dominating in a challenge. Hopefully it keeps you around a little bit longer.
Yeah, seriously. All right, so we're both at our final four now.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty fairly similar final four.
No, it's really not, because you already got rid of Cody and Noelle. So yeah, we both have Gio and Sammy in our bottom four, but then I have Noelle and Cody, and you have two other people.
Dwight. And Dwight's my number 12. Okay. This is really low for Dwight. I actually originally had him as being one of the safer people on the Red Tribe. So I really don't think Dwight is in trouble. I think Dwight has had a really, really good recovery in a way a lot of other players wouldn't. He's also probably in one of the most knowledgeable positions alongside Jesse. He knows about Noelle's idol. He and Jesse have some kind of relationship. Jesse very well could tell him about, not Noelle's idol, Noelle's steal a vote. Jesse could tell him about Cody's idol, and then Dwight suddenly is the one who knows everything and can completely decide who goes home. So that being said, he's at number 12 because I have to put someone there, but yeah. I think he's probably fine.
Yeah, I love that. I love that he could be the safest person on that tribe. Also, he's my least likely to survive on that tribe.
I'm not.
My number 12 is going to be Noelle. I feel like I've overthought this to the point now where I've convinced myself Noelle is going to go home, even though Noelle has like no shot of going home this week with the steal vote. Really, she should be the most powerful person on her tribe with that steal vote, and yet I have her all the way down here at number 12. So, yeah. Whatever. I've spoken a lot about Noelle. I think she had a great episode. I like her humor and everything. And I just think like ultimately she is she's just on such a small tribe where so much could still go wrong. And that's why I can't just make her as safe as possible.
Yeah. Okay, my number 13, I'm gonna put Geo. He's also someone where I keep putting him on the bottom of the blue tribe with absolutely no reasoning. I still kind of stand by that. He's just like one of the few people that we actually know a decent amount about. And maybe that's like, he's in this quote unquote, he's not in this quote unquote group of four. He does have a really close ally in Ryan. And I don't think they'd get rid of Ryan because he's so good in challenges. But I realistically think it's either Janine or Sammy who's going to go home this week.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I mean, I have Gio in spot 13 too. And I have it as either Sammy or Cody going home this week. But, you know, putting Geo here in case Blue does lose, I think he would be the boot this week because they're just too far out from the merge. Make it one more week, though, buddy. That's all you got to do. You just got to make it one more week. That's it.
One more week.
And then I'll kill mine because mine are obvious. I have 14, I have Cody, and 15, I have Sammy. So I'll just kill mine there. Cody has an idol, and I'm putting him at 14 because I think he's just the easiest one to blindside right now. He's so close with Jesse. He just lost a close ally. He might be letting his guard down and think he's closer with Jesse than he is. And Jesse might just be looking for self-preservation. And at this point, it just might make the most sense to get rid of Cody. And it's so easy to vote Cody out without telling him that he needs to play his idol. It's so. Yeah. So that's why I have Cody at 14. But Sammy, I think, is the one who's getting the boot this week. I think Yellow's going to lose. And I think Sammy is going to go home because Owen is going to decide to work with the ladies.
Yeah, and I think we're at the point of self-preservation because there's only like going to be maybe two more tribal councils until the merge. Mm-hmm. So in my head, I'm like, okay, Sammy's going to be 14, Janine's going to be 15. But the thing is, they're both really good in challenges in their very separate ways. Janine and Ellie have been beasts at the puzzles, and Sammy has been amazing physically. So if you get rid of one of them, you are totally cutting out a major part of either side of a challenge. And so my thought is, okay, are we going to try to defang Ellie? Or are we going to try to defang the guys and Gabler? And I think, I don't know. I think Janine is going to be 14 and Sammy's going to be 15 for me. I think they're fairly interchangeable right now. But I think Janine is probably a little less intimidating than Sammy because we see Sammy like being a part of, well, I guess that's more to the audience, but Sammy, I think, is smarter than he's letting on. And maybe that's something that Owen's catching on to. But I think this is Yellow's week to go to tribal council.
Well, and my thing with this is, if you start looking towards the merge, like, you know, you're three boots away about, you vote somebody out here, you're two boots away. You start saying to yourself, okay, who has a better chance to actually pick up some people from the other side? It's not Gabler and Sammy. It's Ellie and Janine. It's Ellie and Janine. Like, Ellie and Janine were okay building their relationships. They just got caught with this Gabler thing. As long as they don't treat people on the other tribes like that, they're going to kill it. They're going to have such a better chance. Like, Gabler's had a hard time building, like, those sincere relationships. We've seen that right from the bat. And I think Sammy might come across as too cocky for some of the people on the other side. If I'm Owen, I think you have a better chance of working with the girls and getting people onto your side once the merge hits. So that's why I'm thinking that he'll stick with them. And that's why I also put Sammy at 15.
And there we have it.
There we have it. So everybody, thank you all for listening. You know, thanks for listening. Go watch London football. It started 6 minutes ago. So you have so much exciting stuff to look forward to.
A lot of good stuff. Phil and I are physically incapable of doing a recap together that isn't the premiere. So I will not be I will be back on, and Phil will not be, this Wednesday. I've reached out to Robert, even though he's rejected us 9,000 times. So you'll be either with me and Robert, me and McKenna, who knows. Right after the episode on Wednesday, and then we'll be back next weekend with Phil and myself, back to our usual schedule. Yes. Become a patron. We have a lot of good stuff coming. You guys have seen a lot of McKenna. McKenna has been our, like, patron saint of this podcast. Now it's a great time to be a patron. We have a lot of good content out and about. It's the beginning of the month. So if you are in our Facebook group, submit some questions for our Q&A podcast. And we actually have come up with our retrospective in like early amount of time. So maybe we'll even do that before the end of the month. But patreon.com/survivor specialist.
Yeah. And $20 patrons are getting my after shows, which this week's will be late. It won't be on Wednesday. It might not be on Thursday. It might not be on Friday. I'll have to see. We're just playing that one by ear. Also, if you're $10 or $20 patron, you're getting the Amazing Race content. You're getting MTV's The Challenge. McKenna just did a cast assessment for that. So that's coming out. I forget who she did it with. So sorry for everybody who's like McKenna's sidekick right now, because you're not getting the love that you deserve. But we love you. And that's it. So that's content that you're getting. If you're $20 patron, don't forget to keep submitting your power rankings. In terms of scoring updates for the fantasy game, I'm just going to wait till we get to the individual portion of the game. You know, if your people have been voted out, that you're in worse shape than people who haven't been voted out. And is there any other page? Oh, and then join the Discord. So if you're a new patron and you join, email us survivorspecialist@gmail.com. Don't message us on Patreon. Patreon's messaging system is really, really bad. So even if you have to tweet at us or something, just let us know and we will add you to the Discord. Ben, that's for $1, $5, $10, $20 patrons. Doesn't matter. So make sure you do that. And we're having conversations in there about all things Survivor and other things as well. So thank you all for listening. And Alexa, we'll see you on Wednesday.
See you on Wednesday.